paragraph Zion. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol ze zoichen al yidei tshuva al pegam emunas chachamim. All of these tikkunim that we spoke about, the sweeping of the two types of din, and this sechel tachtoin and sechel elyoin, sechel prati and sechel akoilel, a person is zoicha by doing tshuva for any deficiency in their emunas chachamim. She'al yod al yidei ze nidoin b'moisrois, where the Gemara says that the punishment for pegam and emunas chachamim is that the person gets punished with moisrois. Moisrois means waste matter, chas v'shalom. Ad sheho ashanim sruchim oilem el amoyach. Rabbi Nezal explains over there what it causes is that when a person eats, the bad vapors that result from the food that he's eating go up to the brain, umaakmim umisabavin esmoichoi, and they make his brain crooked. They surround the brain and they harm the brain. Shemishom boim kol hakilkulim, which is what causes all the damage. Sheze ikar bechinas gilulei Mitzrayim, shanu oiskem latatzmein mehem b'chol yimei asfira. This represents the main concept of the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim, which we're trying to purify ourselves from it during the Yemei Asfira. We'll just pause here for a moment, just to Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter, Mikut Emran gives the example of Doeg HaDoimi. Doeg HaDoimi was called Abir Horoyim. He was one of the leading Talmidei Chachamim, if not the, he was the Av Bezdin during the time of Dovid HaMelech. Just like in this past week's parasha, Korach was also a giant in learning, in knowledge, Pikeach. And yet, the Gemara says that this Doeg HaDoimi was able to draw the conclusion that Dovid HaMelech wasn't Roy Lovoy Bekal. He wasn't worthy to marry a Jewish girl. That's what he paskened l'halocha, where his psak was off. How did it come about? Through pegamen emunas chachamim. In other words, he was pegamen emunas chachamim. And the Gemara said, there's a posuk that the Gemara quotes about this Doeg HaDoimi, that he was oitzer asatzmoi, he used to constipate himself before Hashem-like. In other words, if he had to go to the bathroom, he wouldn't go when he was learning, that kind of thing. And Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, makes a whole kesher, that what this implies is that what happens is, when a person eats normally, there's certain bad vapors that are supposed to be released and finished, gotten rid of, there's moisturize that is supposed to be... When a person is poigim in emunas chachamim, what happens is, those bad vapors go up to the brain and confuse the brain and cause the person to make wrong decisions. One of the proofs to this is the case of Yeshu, where the Gemara says, what was his pegam? He was a loyeg al divrei chachamim. He didn't believe in the rabbis. He didn't believe in the Torah Shebal Peh. And the Gemara says his punishment was that he was nidoin betzoya roisachas. His judgment was to be boiled in boiling filth every day. That's all one package that comes as a result of pegam and emunas chachamim, which ends up messing up the brain. That's what Rabbeinu Zal talks about there, and Rav Nosson Zal is introducing it related to a few things here. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, now he's going to go into a whole explanation of Golus Mitzrayim, because we were talking in the previous paragraph, he explained Sfiras Omer and Shavuos. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ki kol Golus Mitzrayim hoyo al yidei chet odom orishin ki yodua. It's brought in the writings of the Arizal that the reason why the Yidden had to go down to Mitzrayim was to make a tikkun for the pegam of Odom Arishon, that during the 130 years that he abstained from being with Chava, there were all kinds of shedim and things that were mechamim him and caused a concept of pegam abris, and this resulted in the Jews having to go down to Mitzrayim to make a tikkun and a birur for this. This isn't our topic for now. The Arizal discusses it. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Shepogam be'emuna kemuva. It's brought that Odom Arishon's pegam was a pegam in emuna. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on this now. V'ikar ha-pegam hoyo be'bechinas emunas chachomim. He was pegam in emuna, you would say, why? Because he simply didn't listen to Hashem. He didn't believe Hashem. Hashem said, if you eat from this tree, you're going to die. And he allowed himself to be convinced by the Nochosh that eating from the tree is going to be okay, you know, you're not going to die from it. But Rav Nosson Zal says that the main pegam of Odom Arishon was the pegam in emunas chachamim. Ki afal pi shehu... Now, you would ask the obvious question, what do you mean chachamim? What kind of chachamim were around during his time, during Odom Arishon's time? Ki afal pi shehu nivra yichidi, despite the fact that Adam Rishon was created alone. V'loyhoyu oz adayin chachamim ba'ilam ki imhu levadoi, there weren't any rabbis in the world at that time other than him himself. Afal pi kein hayatzorech biyoyser lamunas chachamim. Still, he especially was required to have emunas chachamim dahainu lahamin biatzmoi, which means to have confidence and faith in himself. Ukemavura bahatoira now, as is explained in this chapter on the Likutei Moran, shekishein maminim biatzmoi hu bechinas pigam emunas chachamim, that if a Jew doesn't believe in his own importance, in how important his neshama is, and how meaningful every single mitzvah or avera chas v'shalom that he's going to do is, that's also called a pigam in emunas chachamim. V'chein mevoyer b'simin peivov b'likutei tanina al posuk mikoytze ruach u'me'avoyda kosho, as is explained also in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Ki im hoyo ha'odo mamin bi'atzmoi shenishmosoi govoya ma'oid ma'oid, if a Jew would believe that his neshama is very great and very important, ki afilu haneshama shel apochoi shebiyisrael, even the neshama of the smallest Jew, govoya ma'oid, is on a very high level, uboy tluyin kol hoy lamois, and on him are dependent all the worlds, elyoinim v'tachtoinim, the upper worlds and the lower worlds, are tied into every single little yidala. Every move he makes has repercussions and rippling effect on all the worlds. And if a Jew were to believe that, bevadai loy hoyoiver shum avera, if he realized the magnitude of what kind of place he takes in the creation, he certainly would not commit any sin. For loy hoyopoigim shum pegam, he wouldn't even do not just the sin, but even the tiniest defect he wouldn't cause. Befrat odom arishin shoyo yechidi, she'etzloy hoya kol emunas chachamim rak bebchinas zois, especially this is something that every Jew is supposed to believe, and this is part of emunas tzadikim. Who's tzadikim? Every single Jew is tzadik, including me to a certain. There's a pasuk va'amech kulam tzadikim, and each one of us has to realize that. Therefore, everything we're doing is important. Everything we're saying, and even our thoughts, are very important in a positive way and in a negative way. But Rav Nosson Zal writes, especially Odom Arishon, where there were no other Jews or Chachamim around at the time, where his entire test of Emunas Chachamim was focused completely on himself. She'etzloi hoya kol Emunas Chachamim rak b'bechinas zois. His test of Emunas Chachamim was limited only to this. Ki anachnu, because people like us, our test of Emunas Chachamim is related to all different aspects of Emunas Chachamim that are mentioned there in the Likutei Moran. For example, number one, Lahamin Batzadikim Amitim, to believe in the true Tzadikim, that they are very important to us and very necessary, etc., and our whole kesher to them. Number two, Ulahamin Bachaveroi, to believe in your friends, to believe in other Jews, that they are very, very important people. Uledaber imoy b'yira shemayim, and to speak to other Yidden about Yiddishkeit, to have a curiosity to hear what you're going to learn from another Yid, or what you could share with another Yid. You know, your own experiences. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, oz nidberu yirei Hashem ishel reyehu, vayakshev Hashem vayishma vayikosev basefer, that when two Jews speak to each other about Yiras Hashem, their words are written down in a sefer. And if you recall, we explained in the beginning of this halacha that the concept of sforim is a concept of emunas chachamim, because that's the main contribution of the chachamim to Yiddishkeit, the fact that they've written all of these sforim that make up the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's their thing. So now we have a mission in Perkei Avos that tells us that any time two Yidden get together to talk about Avodas Hashem, Vayikosei Basefer, that also writes a sefer. That's also a concept of chachamim, emunas chachamim. Ki bechol echot mi Yisrael yesh nekudetoy bo shubechinas tzadik, because in each and every single Jew is found a nekudetoy bo, a good point, where regarding that good point, that person is a tzaddik. So we're talking about emunas tzaddikim. If a person walks past the guy in the street and doesn't say hello to him and doesn't care whatsoever about that guy because he's not part of my specific little club or part of my little, you know, whatever it is, that's a pigam in emunas chachamim. Is denying the fact that this is yid, this is tzaddik, this is nekuda toiva, he has something to give me and I have something to give him. And if we'll connect properly, it'll be a bechina of a sefer being written from it, which is the whole tikkun of emunas chachamim. So this is the second aspect of emunas chachamim. Ubeyoyser, and most especially so, tzorech lehischazek ulezgaber lahamin biatzmoy. A person has to strengthen themselves to believe in themselves. Lahamin shegam me'at avoidosoy ve'iskoy batoiro yokor mo'oid etzlashim izborach. To believe that even my little bit of learning, my little bit of mitzvahs, is extremely precious to Hashem. Bifrat ma shezocho l'skariv letzadikim u'ksherim amitim u'lahamin bohem, especially my coming close to true tzadikim or true religious people and believing in them, sheze yokor mo'oid mo'oid etzlashim izborach. That's something that's extremely, extremely precious to Hashem. When a yid is zeicher to come close to tzaddikim, to have emunah, to believe in him. Ki afilu im yamin b'Hashem yizborach uve tzaddikim uve chaverov haksherim shekulam tzaddikim. Rav Nosson Zal points out here a very serious issue. Even if a Jew believes in Hashem solid, and believes in tzaddikim solid, and believes in his friends solid, he believes that they're all really religious, they're all much better than me, but he doesn't believe in himself and he doesn't respect himself. He doesn't believe that his emunas tzaddikim is something that's super precious to Hashem and makes him a very important person in Hashem's army, in Hashem's group, like. Gam ze pegam emunas chachomim. That's also classified as a defect in emunas chachomim. Uboifen echod, pegam haze gorua meyakoil. And on a certain level, this is the worst pegam of emunas chachomim. This is the worst crime towards emunas chachomim that a Jew could possibly perpetrate. As is found this terrible disease by many people, shehim ksherim ktsas, who are a little bit religious, umaschilim leskari vansheyemes, they start coming close to true from people, lachachomim uksherim amitim, tetzadikim, avol oimrim al chavereyem, heim bevadai ksherim vetzadikim. But when you speak to them, they say about their friends, oh, sure, my friends, they're all very religious, they're big tzaddikim. Aval ma moyeli, but what's it going to help me? Ki ani yodea chesroini benafshi shani molei chatoim vavoinus ubegomim. Because I just have to look in a mirror, I know that I'm full of junk and klipois and tumo and averois. Vaideze noifel chas v'sholom u'misrachek legamri chas v'sholom. And when a person starts bad-mouthing himself like this, or not believing in his own good, then what happens is the person starts falling, and he ends up falling out completely from the tzaddikim, v'noifel me'amunas chachomim legamri, and he loses his emunas chachomim completely, ad sheharbe nasu misnagdim v'cholkim al yidei zeh, to the point where there are many people who, as a result of this supposed humbleness, oh, he's such a humble person, he calls himself a Russian, he's a no-goodnik, Hashem is great, tzaddikim are great, his friends are great, and he's a piece of junk, by his saying that and sticking it to himself enough, it causes him to lose his taste for his friends or for tzaddik, for the whole business of trying to come close to tzaddikim, and he ends up falling out from it, and sometimes becoming a cholek, mamish the satan, because this is how the satan works. He comes to the person with mitzvahs, come with me, I'll teach you modesty, I'll teach you humbleness, and the person doesn't know that the satan is prepping him to be a battering ram against Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's going to be the one to spit Moshe Rabbeinu's face,
How's it going to start off? It's going to start off with this false modesty, like, of saying that I'm no good and I'm terrible, and he'll lead himself on a trip into depression, into jealousy and hate, and it'll turn into chas v'shalom chilek against tzaddikim.
Can you just clarify again, you categorize the different levels of Emunas Chachamim?
One is in tzaddikim, believing in true tzaddikim. Yeah. Two is believing in regular Jews, that they are all b'chinas tzaddikim. Three is believing in yourself, that your mitzvah is also tzaddik. Your nekuda toiva is also super, super special and super important to Hashem.
I understand this is bad enough when it happens to a regular yid, how much more so when it happens to a tzaddik that falls, because he knows where he was, he knows what his peers are like, and he understands what he's up against when Hashem returns against him.
Nimtza, so Rav Nosson Zal says, we therefore see shekol kedomoi b'amunas chachomim al yidei shaloihem in bi'atzmoi, that these people who end up becoming choke, and here Rav Nosson Zal is talking, you know, he's talking about examples that he saw during his life. Here he's talking about friends of his possibly, or people that he knew at that time, where he saw that this was their nefila. It started out this way. And he said, so we see, what was their pigam in Emunas Chachamim? Their whole pigam in Emunas Chachamim came from lack of self-confidence, lack of believing in themselves.
Is it on the level of betachin?
It's both. It's emuna and betachin. It's a matter of believing that my neshama is super precious to Hashem, and whether I get up this morning to daven shacharis or not is going to affect all kinds of worlds. It's going to affect the whole creation. It's going to affect Hashem and everything in the whole bria I'm in a position to affect. And if I look at where I'm not supposed to look at, that item that's presenting itself now, if I don't look, it's going to make a super, super splash in all the heavens and everything. And if I do look, chas v'shalom, it's going to cause harm on millions of different levels. In terms of a person realizing his own, especially if I'm zoche to be one of those who believes in the tzaddik emes, then every item that I do or say or think is of the utmost of importance to Hashem and to the whole Klal Yisrael.
What? Sure, a person feels he's under. It makes sense.
Especially in, you know, Nassim speaks so much about humbling yourself, and he reads the prayer of the field, he's constantly, he is saying how much of a sin, and he have a little bit of an awareness of how much he sinned in his life, he basically died because he just,
right.
That's him.
Okay. Right. But that's but that's in one pocket. That's in one pocket. In the other pocket, the same Rav Nosson Zal writes in the introduction to Likutei Halachos, that based on the one that's taught me and based on the one that I've been privileged to be associated with, I'm not afraid to stand in the middle of the busiest street in the world and speak, and there's nobody in the world that doesn't have what to hear from me and what to benefit from me. And this is one of the main themes that's emphasized throughout Rabbeinu Zalman, Rabbi Nosson Zal Sforim, that a Jew has to be dancing on these, in Yiddish there's an expression, tanzen auf beide chasnas, to dance on two weddings at the same time. A Jew has to, on one hand, be the most self-confident, proud, happy, positive, you know, person imaginable. And on the other hand, he has to know that he's the lowest of the lowest of the lowest, simultaneously. He's got to be riding with both of those side by side, literally.
But don't you think that one has to be more emphasized, especially nowadays?
It depends on when. It's not nowadays. On Sunday, this one has to be more emphasized, on Sunday morning, and on Sunday afternoon, the other one. When you're feeling powerful, when you're in a state of aliyah, then you have to sort of emphasize the humbleness issue. So that you shouldn't, just because you learned two pages, you're going to, oh, I'm the biggest tzaddik in the world, I learned two pages, when you don't know that right now in your frame of mind of aliyah, you could easily go another six pages. If you simply would realize that two pages, you didn't become the biggest Rosh Hashiv in the world yet. You know, keep moving, go. So in that when you're in that frame of mind, you have to put a little bit of emphasis on putting yourself down. Whereas when you're feeling weak or down in any way, then you got to put super emphasis on, you put the humbleness in the closet, and you got to realize that, you know who I am? You know who I am? I'm the elite. I'm this, the whole world is a big garbage can. All the 70 nations, and I'm, there's a bracha that you make on me. Asher bocha bono mikolo amim venos. There's a special bracha that you make on each Jew, and I'm the only one, you know, who has the Torah and I'm zechut to know about Shabbos, Shmir Hashem, even among the Jewish people. You know, 80% don't know what Shabbos is. I'm zechut to be from the elite, even if I'm not privileged to keep Shabbos perfectly, unfortunately, because I don't even know all the laws, and the ones that I do know, I'm also a banana boat, you know, and making mistakes and everything. But still, the fact that I know about it, I'm part of a select privileged few, you know, and to really give oneself the build-up that one needs to be motivated to really do a lot. What gave Rav Nosson Zal the motivation to write all, to go so far? Because Rav Ben Zal warned him about this issue of believing him in himself. He was the person who this applied to the most. He was the person who really, Rav Ben Zal said to his daughter, when Rav Nosson Zal first came to him, so there was somebody, another Talmud was there at the time who showed up after Rav Nosson Zal left, like, you know, after the first meeting. So Rabbeinu Zal said that somebody just came to me, he was a real chiddush. So this Talmud was listening a little, and Rabbeinu Zal said, if you look at him, you'll see that he thinks of himself like a shtick blotter, like a piece of mud, like a clot of dirt. That's how he feels about himself. This Talmud left Rabbeinu Zal afterwards, you know, that day, and went into the marketplace, and he saw a guy dressed in expensive clothing, because Rav Nosson Zal came from a wealthy home at that time, and yet he saw on his face that this was the most broken, humble, you know, you could tell that he considered himself nothing, shed nothing. This Talmud immediately recognized that this must be the guy that Rav Nosson Zal was talking about, and it was. So he was the one that needed to be told by Rav Nosson Zal that heaven help you if you don't have emun in yourself. Because if you're going to think of yourself only as nothing, then you're not going to be striving to accomplish spectacular things in life. The only way a person gets that is through a degree of self-respect and confidence in oneself that I can do it. The way Rashi says, Rav Nosson Zal quotes it in the Hagdama to Likutei Halachos, he writes about that you're going to see some chapters in Likutei Halachos that are 40, 50 pages, and your Yetzer Hara is going to tell you, hey man, I get lost on page 2, how in the world am I going to go to, you know? And he says, nonsense. There's a Rashi in Mishlei that says, you got to tell yourself two things. Number one, I ain't the first guy that did this. There's a list of 500 or 5,000 other people that finished Shas already. And this, that. So I'm not coming to discover the world. I'm coming to do something that thousands of other people have done already. So it's doable. It is doable. My Yetzirah shouldn't try to convince me that it isn't doable. You know, that's an example. But if you look, this is where you have to be very careful, because there's a Yetzer Hara in reading these Sforim to focus on one page and to forget the other. You're going to see, if you're going to learn the whole Likutei Halachos, you're going to see he feeds both tracks very well, very well. Because he's going to, right here, here's an example where he's telling you how important you are. You know what you are? You're a Yid. Every move, every breath you take, there are all the worlds from top to bottom are dependent on it.
I can't think of all the words. I can barely think, brushing my teeth.
True.
I mean, Kavana.
True. But we're being told by a tzaddik who can think. And we're being told by a tzaddik who is able to see and understand the vastness of creation, and to be able to understand the meaningfulness of each yid, how much each yid can affect the entire Bria. Every move a yid makes, no matter who the yid is. And again, even the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, "Afilu reikonin shebuch malei mitzvos karimoin." Even the emptiest Jews are packed with mitzvos, like a pomegranate is packed with pits.
That's interesting, because to say all this, a person would realize what kind of pressure he's under, like walking through a minefield. If he makes the wrong step, boom, that's the end. It's hard to realize how a person manages to deal with this without going crazy. But I realize how careful each step has to be, otherwise he's either going to create whole universes or destroy whole universes.
Right.
Including himself.
Right.
And to keep the sanity at the same time.
But at the same
most of us just don't keep it in mind.
No, but at the same time there's tshuva. Now Rav Nosson Zal writes, "Ki mi sheroitzer lochus al chayev," because if a person who wants to take pity on himself,
tzorech levakesh mehashem yizborach, has to beg Hashem ad sheyischazek beemunas chachamim kol kach, to the point where he should develop his emunas chachamim to such a level ad sheyamin gam biatzmoy, where not only does he believe in tzaddikim, not only does he believe in Klal Yisrael, but he even believes in himself. Dahainu sheyamin begoidel koyach tzidkosom shel tzaddikim amitim. Number one, to beg Hashem to be zeche, to believe in the great power and strength and righteousness of the true tzaddikim. At shebevada yisaknu gam oisoi, where I believe be'emunah shleima that they're in a position to fix everything and everybody, including me. V'yalu oisoi malo malo, and they're in a position to elevate me to the highest heights. Im yoichaz atzmoi li ois dovuk behem kol yimei chayev, if I'll be zeche to hang in there and to remain attached to them my whole life. Again, there's no fast food. It's not the kind of thing you come to a tzaddik 3 months and you come out a tzaddik. It doesn't work that way. It's a person who's prepared to make a long-term commitment of being attached to the tzaddik. Then, eventually, he's going to see major, major results from it. Ki emunosoi biatzma shemamin batzadikim, umiskariv alehem yokor ma'oid ma'oid. Because just faith alone in tzaddikim, just believing in them, and believing in, and coming close to them, that alone is very, very significant and very precious to Hashem. Ki emuno hurak bedovor she'ein mevinim b'sechel kamashikos makom achar. Because again, whenever we use the word faith, faith means that which you don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. I can't explain it, but I believe it's true. V'alkein tzorech lahamin biatzmoy be'emuno afal pi shelefi sichloy v'yidiyosoy biatzmoy hurochoy k'moyed me'ashem izborach. Here Rav Nosson Zal applies the concept of emuna in yourself. What do you mean, emuna, I should believe in myself? Believe means even when you don't understand. Meaning that even if your brain tells you that, hey, I know myself, I know exactly who I am, and I know that I'm a nobody, I know that I'm a loser, I know that I've done 30 averes just this morning alone and everything. And yet, Rav Nosson Zal says, the person that's what you know, right? Put your knowledge aside and believe in yourself. Believe in the chashivus of a yid. Afal pikein tzorech lahamin be'emuno shegam ma'at hanekudai satoivoi sheboi yekore mo'oid etzla shenizborach. Despite all the wrongdoing that he knows he did, he has to believe be'emuno shleima that his nekudai satoivois, as small as they are very precious to Hashem. V'chasher hevanti kol ze misichosei hakodesh zal. As Rav Nosson Zal writes, as I understood this very, very clearly from Rabbeinu Zal's words, from his discussions with me, how much he wanted to impress upon me that this is part of Yiddishkeit, this is part of believing in Hashem, is believing in yourself. Because every one of us has a chelek elokami mal. Every one of us has a piece of Hashem in him. So if you think of yourself as a loser, you're insulting Hashem in the process, because there's a piece of Hashem inside of each and every one of us. Ubifrat Adam Arishon shehoya yechidi boilam, especially going back to the case of Adam Arishon, who was one person in the world at the time, shekol emunas chachamim shelo yehoya tolui bozeh kanav. His total test of emunas chachamim was to believe in one individual called Adam Arishon, right? Ubifrat ki kol hapegam shel Adam Arishon hoya al yedei chavo ishtoi. And we know that the whole pegam of Adam Rishon was brought about through his wife Chava, shemitchila bo hanochosh oleho biorma. At first, the snake approached Chava with trickery. He tricked her. Ki hi hoisot tzricho lahamin bo Adam Rishon shedvorov emes. Her test was she was supposed to believe in her husband. She was supposed to believe that whatever Adam Rishon told her was the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That Hashem had told him not to eat from that tree, so that no matter who comes along to tell her anything different, she has to have emunas chachomim. V'hanochosh hichnis bo ad shekofra boi v'loi hamina bedvorov. Whereas the nochosh injected into her and talked, played on her mind and everything, until she ended up not believing in Adam HaRishon and not believing in his words, upogma be'emunas chachamim alidezeh, and therefore she was poigim emunas chachamim by accepting the words of the snake. V'nisisol ledivrei hanocha, she was seduced and taken in by the words of the snake. V'yachar kach gormo at shehichmisa kfirois gam b'leiv Adam HaRishon bi'atzmoim, and then this went still further, to the point where she was able to inject a lack of faith in Adam HaRishon's own heart. Shenofal bedaitoi, where he had a chalisha sadas, he fell in his own mind, in a sense. V'loi hemin biatzmoi, and he stopped believing in himself. Bo'itzim koichoyu ma'alosoi, his great power and his great madrega, shehoiso govoyo v'nizgova ma'oid, which was unbelievable high level, ad she'ochal me'etzadas tevora, to the point where he ended up actually eating from the etzadas. How did it come about? Because he lost confidence in himself, in his understanding of Hashem's words and everything. Shemeyoz nimshach zuamas hanochosh, from that time on, this filth of the snake was injected into the world. Shemishom kol hapegomim shel hadoiroi sakoidmin, and that's what ended up causing all the pegomim of the earlier generations. The dor hamabul, the dor haflogo, shemishom nimshach golus mitzrayim kiyadua. And we know that the Jews going down to Mitzrayim was a result of, and was supposed to be a tikkun for, the dor hamabul and the dor haflogo. This is something that the Arizal discusses. Rav Nosson Zal mentions it, he makes reference to it in different places, that the Arizal says that the Golos Mitzrayim was supposed to be a tikkun for the Pegam of Adam HaRishon, number one, and for the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlogon. The Arizal proves it from Pesukim. That was the people who wanted to build a stairway to heaven to do battle against Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. The Chol Pegomei HaDoiros, so their pegamim and all the pegamim of all generations, choyu alidei pegamim munas chachamim, all reverts back to this problem of pegamim munas chachamim. Kemoi shekosu, as the pasuk says, lo yifne derech kromim, don't turn away to the paths of the vineyards. Those don't deviate from the words of the rabbis. Rav Nosson Zal is quoting a pasuk that Rabbi Nizal mentions in that chapter in Likutei Moran, referring to the topic of munas chachamim.
I'm
talking
about.
Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein hoyo ikra hapigam shel Adam HaRishon al yidei achila. Now again, he's tying it back to that chapter in Likutei Moran, because Rav Nosson in that chapter in Likutei Moran compared the union of pigam munas chachamim. He said it has to do with achila specifically, with those bad vapors from the food. Instead of the food being digested properly and well, and being only constructive to the body, there's this other side of these ashanim sruchim going up to the moyach and messing up the moyach, which ashanim sruchim means foul-smelling vapors. Mean that when a person eats an achila, a wrong type of achila, instead of it building up the body and giving, you know, and helping the mind think clearer, there's a concept of eating, and as a result of eating, the brain becoming cloudy from the eating. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Nizal mentions in Sichas Aran that this is why sometimes a person feels a need to lay down after eating. That kind of concept that comes from this bechina of an achila shein roi, where there are these bad vapor, you know, the vapors going up to the mind and making the mind feel cloudy. Because when a person is plagim emunas chachamim, it affects the eating. Shenidoin b'moisrois, where the person is punished with this concept of moisrois, which means klipois, which means again those bad side effects that come from eating. Sheoilim ashanim sruchim al amoyach, these foul-smelling vapors go up to the brain. Umesavivin umaakmin es daitle, and they surround and mess up his thinking. Kama shekosov shom, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Torah Samach Aleph. V'alkein his hiroya shemizborach al zeh sheloyo echa meitzadas. This is why Hashem had instructed Adam HaRishon not to eat from meitzadas. Shi b'chinas achila kazois she'al yodo misra be'ha moisrois ve'el al amoyach. eating from the Eitz Hadas represented this bad type of eating, which causes this chain reaction of these bad vapors to go up to the brain. Vehu pogam boze biatzmoi, whereas Adam Rishon was poigim in this itself. She pogam bebechinas emunas chachomim. He was poigim emunas chachomim. V'ochal achila zoi shel Eitz Hadas tevora, and he did eat this wrong type of eating that he wasn't supposed to do. Ve'oz tekef nimshach bilbul hadas boilam, and this is what introduced mass confusion into the world. Bilbul hadas, where people can't figure out right from wrong. Suddenly everything became cloudy, and it becomes very difficult to figure out what's right and what's wrong, who's real and who's not real. Shenim shach mi moisrois kanal, which comes from these moisrois, me'ashanim sruchim haboim al dea moisrois kanal, from the bad vapors that come as a result of this excess. Sheze ikar bechinas gzeiras hamiso shenigzera oz. This is the whole concept of the decree of death that was introduced to the world at that time. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Biyoim achol chamimenu mois tomus. When you eat from this tree, on the day you eat from this tree, you're going to die. What does that mean? Ki kol misa so'odom nimshach alideihu achila. This means that the death, the eating, is what causes this result. A direct result of it is death. Al yedei hamoisrois, through this excess, these klipos, shaydeze yevsher sheyichye ha'odom loylam. This is what made it impossible for man to live eternally, permanently, from eating from the Eitz Hadas. Umishom hoya kol golos Mitzrayim kanal, and this was the cause of the Jews going down to Mitzrayim. Ubimeas sfira oiskem lesakin atzmenu mizuamosom. During the sfira, we're involved in trying to purify ourselves from this filth, the Giluleim, and from the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, Shenim Shochem Moisrois Hanal, which comes from this Moisrois, from this exhaust being put back into the brain. Like, literally, Lahavdil, you have a car, and the car functions great, and everybody knows the car is very constructive in moving the person forward, but in order for the person to move forward, there's got to be that exhaust pipe that's releasing that stuff out the back. And if that stuff doesn't go out the back, if that stuff gets rerouted back into the car, we know you have a very bad car. Your car will explode, or, you know, all kinds of things. L'havdil, in the body, you have the same thing. That part of the digestive process involves certain things being absorbed and incorporated and integrated into the body. And then there's those moisturizers, that excess stuff, that klipa, that impure stuff, that must be eliminated, removed from the body. And if not, if a person is poigem in emunas chachamim and thereby turns that exhaust pipe around back up to the brain, rachmon litzlan, then it's the opposite of chayim, because we say hachochma techaye bolei, chochma gives life. You mess up your das, then it's death. Then it's biyoim achol chamimenu mois tomus. This is an achila that kills. In the next paragraph, Rav Nosson is going to show that this is why bedafka the mon came to the Eden Dafka during Sphira, when we're making a tikkun for this. We'll continue from here. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein yorad hamon liYisrael b'meya Sphira b'tesvov b'yor. This is why the Gemara tells us that the mon first was sent down to Klal Yisrael in middle of the days of the Omer, the counting of the Omer, on the 15th day of Iyar. Va'ad oisai hayoim ochlu meho uga shehu matzo shoitziu mimitzroim she toamu bo tam mon kemoishom razal. And what were they eating till then, in the beginning of the days of the Omer, from when they left Mitzrayim? They were eating matzahs, which the Gemara says uga shehoitziu b'nei Yisrael mimitzroim toamu bo tam mon, that the matzahs which the Yidden took out of Mitzrayim tasted like mon. Why? What's the symbolism here in that from the moment they left Mitzrayim, which means from the beginning of the counting of the Omer, they were eating holy food, special food? Rav Nosson Zal now explains. There's a Gemara that says, Ki loy nitno ha-toyra elo loich le'amon, that Hashem only gave the Torah to the people that eat mon. Ki hamon hu hepech pegam hu achila hanal. Because mon is the opposite of pegam achila. Mon represents the holiest type of eating. כי המון הוא בחינס מייכל שאין בו שום פסולס ומויסרס. The mon represents a type of food that has zero waste, zero refuse. Ki hamon hoyo nivla bevorim kamo yisham razal. The Gemara says that when they ate mon, they didn't have to go to the bathroom at all. The mon was totally absorbed into the body. There was no waste that had to be ejected or excreted. V'alkein loinitna ha-toyra elo loichle hamon. This is why the Gemara makes this statement that Hashem gave the Torah only to those people that eat the mon, meaning ki ikar kabola satoiro hu kishezoichem lihinotzel mimoisroiso achilo kanal. We learned before, when is a person truly considered to have received the Torah and accepted the Torah properly? When the person is zoiche that from their eating comes no harmful results. That means when that person's eating is on the madrega of eating mon. When a person eats like that, then their brain is clear and perfect. And that person has the ability to extract good advice and guidance, how to conduct themselves properly from whatever they learn, whether they're learning Medrash, Halacha, Chumash, Navi, Gemara, Kabbalah. V'alkein yorad hamon bi'ior bimei sfira. This is why Hashem made it, that the mon came down to the Jewish people during the Yemei HaSfira, in the month of Iyar, Shehem HaChono LeKabolas HaTorah, implying that this was part of the preparation for receiving the Torah. Ki Iker Kabolas HaTorah Alidei Bechilas Achilas Mon She'en Boi Moisroes Kanal. Because the main success in receiving the Torah properly from Hashem is dependent on the purity as to how a person eats. This achila digdusha, which means this achila without these moisturis, which cause a cloudiness to the brain, where even though the person's learning, his learning doesn't give him a clear, he doesn't walk away with a clear picture from the learning, but rather the learning is befuddled, and it gives him bad advice or confused advice. Paragraph Yud. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, וזה בחינס השם בהשמיים חסדךו ואמונסךו עד שחוקים. There's a pasuk that says Hashem, your kindness reaches up to the heavens, and your trustworthiness reaches to the shechokim. Shechokim is the name of one of the heavens. And the Gemara in Chagiga discusses the name of each one of the seven heavens, what they're called. Shechokim is one of them, and the Gemara says over there, why is it called shechokim? Sheshom shoychakim mon letzadikim. That's the location in heaven where they prepare mon for the tzadikim. Shchokim is shoychik mon, you know, that kind of thing. So now Rav Nosson Zal is going to use this pasuk to summarize what he said so far. He's going to show how it's all hidden in this pasuk. B'hashamayim chazdecho zebechinas chesed elyoin v'govoy amoy. When it talks about a chesed that reaches up to the heavens, it's talking about that super high level chesed. Bechinas hachesed hoelyoin shemamshicha me'asechel hakoylel. This refers to the level of chesed that one gets from that sechel hakoylel, from that upper sechel, which is super hamtoka sadim. Shehu bechinas shavuos, which takes place on the holiday of Shavuos. Shehu sechel elyoin v'chesed govoy amoid. Shavuos represents a time when we receive a very high level of sechel and a very high level of kindness on the part of Hashem. I mentioned that the Gemara says that on Shavuos, Hashem appeared to Bnei Yisrael kizokein molei rachmim, like an elderly person with a white beard filled with kindness. Zokein represents zekon achachma, a very high level of sechel, this sechel hakoylel, and molei rachmim means super chesed. V'zehu b'hashamayim chazdecho. This is what it means when the pasuk says, Hashem, your kindness reaches up to the shamayim. This is referring to that seichel hakoylel. Kize haseichel nikro shamayim lo'itzem gavhusoy. This, when we talk about this level of seichel, this upper seichel, We give it the nickname Shomayim because of its high level, to show that we're talking about a very high level of knowledge. Bibechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki govu Shomayim me'eretz, kein govu drochai midarcheichem, u'machshevoisai mimachshevoiseichem. There's a Pasuk in which Hashem says, just as high as heaven is from earth, as high and far removed, so too is my wisdom far removed and way above your heads, referring to Klal Yisrael. So we see from that pasuk that the term Shamayim is symbolic of a very high level of Sechel. That's the term that refers to the Sechel Ho'elyon, the Sechel HaKoilel. V'zeh HaChesed Ho'elyon, Shemamtik HaKoil, and this upper level Sechel, which is able to sweeten all dinim, Zoichin al yidei emunas chachamim konal. We learned earlier that the way a person is zoicha to tap into that is through emunas chachamim, because the chachamim are the ones who have this seichel akoilel. V'zehu emunoscho ad shechokim. How is one zoicha to this bashamayim chazdecho, to this chesed, this upper level chesed, through emuna in shechokim. Bechinas emunas chachomim. This term emunoscho ad shechokim refers to the concept of emunas tzadikim, shemaminim b'tzadikim amitim. This means having faith in the true tzadikim, shehem bechinas shechokim. They are represented by this term shechokim, al shem sheshom shechakin mon l'tzadikim. Because the Gemara says that place shechokim, how does it get its name? Because that's the place where they grind up, they crush up mon for the tzaddikim. So we see that Shchokim is a place that refers to tzaddikim, kamay shamazal, as the Gemara says, ki ikar tzidkas hatzaddikim hu shehem bebechinas oichle hamon. Rav Nosson Zal says now, because one of the main aspects of the tzidkus of a tzaddik, one of the main aspects of the greatness of a tzaddik, is that his eating is eating mon. Shekol ma'acholam bebechinas mon hanivla beivorim. All of their eating is with supreme purity. It's on the level of mon, which the Gemara says was absorbed into the body, totally absorbed. There was no waste involved. Ki achol achilosom bechinas maichol mevoiror she'ein oila mimenu shum moistrois upsoilois v'ashanim sruchim ala moyach levalvel ulakim daitam chasushom. When a tzaddik eats his food, because he eats only pure kosher food, and because he eats only out of necessity, not because of enjoying the taste or because it looks beautiful, it's, you know, fancy whipped cream cake or that kind of thing, because he's eating achila dikdusha, pure food from a religious standpoint that's pure and holy, and from a physical standpoint, only food that's healthy and only the right amount, as a result of that, by him, from his food, there's no moisturis, there's no waste, and there's no ashanim sruchim going up to the brain to confuse the brain in any way. Sheze ikur bechinas achilas mon achshov. Rav Nosson Zal says this is the main concept of eating mon today. How it's possible for a tzaddikim to be on a level of eating mon today. Bechinas mashom razal, based on what the Gemara says, lo nitno ha-toyra elo loichle hamon. The Gemara makes a statement that Hashem does not give the Torah to anyone that's not eating mon. So the question is, what about us today? How in the world do we eat mon? Vohu yodua, and it's a known fact, she'achshov ein yored hamon liYisrael, that today the mon does not come down to the Jewish people. So how do we come into the ballpark of being worthy of receiving the Torah? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Well, this is such an important item. You know, you read about the mon in the Chumash, and again, is it history? Is it telling us a story that took place 2,000-3,000 years ago? Then it doesn't belong in the Torah. It belongs in history books. If it's in the Torah, it's there to teach us something. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us now how a person in 1994 can eat mon. Ach hakavona, what's meant by it is she'ikar kabola satoira zoichim hatzadikim amitiim she'achilosom mevura. The main to be zoicha to really receive the Torah properly, the only way you can do that is by eating an achilo mevura, a pure type of eating. kviya falpi she'ato behechrich yesh bo achila psoilas umoisrois, even though today, nowadays, it must be that the food has in it some waste matter. There's no man available today. There's no 100% pure food available today. But rather, our food today does have psoilas in it. Shemuchrach lotzeis lachutz, which must be excreted from the body, must be eliminated from the body. Afal pikein, still, oichlem begdusha ubetara gedoyla kol kach al pi haTorah, the true tzaddikim eat with such holiness and purity. Ad she'ein oilem shum ashanim sruchim mimoisroi soachila el amoyach. They're eating with such a purity, to the point where, as a result of their eating, there isn't one tiny drop of a foul vapor, a bad vapor, or something negative that's going up to the brain and clouding the brain in any way, befuddling the brain in any way. Rak mevarim hatoiv hazach bi'atzmoi shenivla beivorim. But rather, when the tzaddikim eat today, they purify the food, so that it's only the choicest, purest part of the food that's being absorbed into the body. Ushar hapsoiles nidche lechutz legamri ve'eino yoyle lamoyach klal. Whereas the psoiles, the waste matter, the tzaddikim are successful in kicking it out of the body completely, so that no drop of it is accidentally remaining in the body and going up to the brain and harming the brain in any way, clouding the thinking process. V'alkein. And therefore, because tzaddikim are able to do this even today, how? Again, we said by eating 100% based on all the rules of the Torah, in terms of halacha, in terms of shmiras haguf, health, kashrus, making brachas with kavana from beginning to end, before eating, after eating, all of that. This is one thing that Rav Nosson Zal speaks about in Hilchas Birchas Hamazon. He explains how many different processes, how many different filterings are done before a Jew eats food. From the time that the stuff is planted, when a Jew plants, they're being Mekayim mitzvahs of the Torah, and not planting two different kinds of seeds together, not planting in Shemitah, only in a non-Shemitah year, and then in threshing, not doing it on Shabbos, not doing it with an ox and a donkey. There's thousands of halachas, you know, of mitzvahs being done from the second that you start the process of preparing food, and then giving truma and meiser and separating out challah, and then making a bracha when you start eating the food, and then eating just the right amount, not eating too much. Finished. You would say, Baruch Hashem, kaput. I did it. I had 100% achila v'kedusha. Rav Nosson Zal says, no. Now first comes the most difficult part of the whole thing. That even though you did all of those halachas and everything, the fact is our food today has psoilas and it has good stuff. How do you ensure that your body on a physical level and on a spiritual level is going to have a supercomputer inside that's doing all the selection and sorting out which the highest, purest quality of the food and sending it up to the brain and to the heart? And second level, going to the other organs of the body, and anything that isn't pure enough, that could do any kind of harm to the body whatsoever, making sure that it gets sent right out the back way. How does that come about? That's the avodah of Birchas Hamazon. When a Jew says the Birchas Hamazon, and says it with the proper kavona, and with the proper simcha, and everything else, that's that final touch on the whole process, that ensures that this food that you took inside yourself now is processed in a way that it only has positive results on you physically and spiritually, and not chas v'shalom the opposite. The alkein, and therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what I've just told you, achilosom bechinas achilas mon mamish. The tzaddikim of today, their achila is mamish eating mon, like the Jews did 3,000 years ago in the desert. They're able to do it today in 1994. Adarabba, one second. Not only, so somebody is going to say, no. You might say it's like it, it's almost like it. Rav Nosson Zal says, baloney, just the opposite. Adarabba, ato achilas hatzadikim hagedoylim niflo biyoser. The way that the great, great tzadikim eat nowadays is on a higher level than the mon that the Jews had in the desert. Why? She'oichlim macholim gashmiim koelu.
today's tzaddikim, they're eating, they're not eating mon. They're eating, on a physical level, the food that they're eating is gashmi's food, sheyesh bohem moisrois kozer, which has in it a waste portion, a bad portion. V'yafal pikein oichlim b'kedusha kozois. And despite that, these tzaddikim are able to eat on such a level of holiness, at she'ein oilim shum ashanim sruchim el moicham, to the extent where none of the negative stuff is making its way to the brain whatsoever, ad she'achilosam b'chinas mon mamish, but rather, their processing of the food is mamish on the same level that the Jews were processing the mon in the Midbar, which the mon itself was totally pure. It didn't require their super tzidkos to process it. Whereas today's tzaddikim are taking junk food, taking food that has junk mixed in it, and are still able to eat with such kedusha, where their brains are not being affected one iota negatively from the psalus of the food. Why? Because the beer is done to perfection. Shezehu bechinas emunoscho ad shechokim. This is the concept of emuna in tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are shechokim oichleimon. Bechinas emunas chachamim shem bechinas shechokim sheshom soichakinmon le tzaddikim. The Gemara says in Chagiga it's called shechokim because that's the place in heaven where they crush up mon for the tzaddikim. Kanal, as we said before. Vaydezeh. And when a Jew is zoichet to emunas chachamim, to emunoscho ad shechokim, then he zoichet to Hashem bashomayim chazdecho, shezoichem lechesed olyim. A Jew that zoichet emunas chachamim b'shleimus is able to tap into this sechel hakoilel, this chesed elyon, this highest level of chesed.